Well, again, very good evening, everyone. This is Donna Detweiler welcoming you to the RX Healthy Body Call, and it is a huge honor for me to help facilitate and develop the Healthy Body weekly presentations to explore with experts in their fields the many topics which contribute to a person's total wellness. And over time, we'll have created a library of invaluable resources documenting the best approaches focused on preventative health, helping people to truly thrive. And this evening, we have a tremendous call for you. Our very special guest is Dr. John Netterbill, and he is an MD, and he's going to be discussing with us what makes the Slenderize system a unique approach to losing weight and maintaining a healthy BMI, along with the three factors which play a critical role in improving and sustaining that improvement in your health. Now, many of us have become aware that obesity is a serious rising health epidemic, not only in America, but in many countries around the world. In fact, it's estimated in America alone, nearly 93 million people are affected by obesity. And that number is predicted to climb to 120 million within the next 5 years. With more than 40 medical conditions associated with obesity, the risk to individuals who are obese developing one or more serious medical conditions is significant. And we hear stories and read statistics of the large number of people who have tried and been unable to lose weight, or they lose weight only to regain the weight they've lost and more. So having a weight management system which is safe and effective could greatly influence the health of nations and help people to thrive. So it's my great pleasure and honor this evening to introduce you to Dr. John Netterbill, who will help us to understand the significance of the Slenderize system. And Dr. Netterbill is the oldest of four boys. He was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. Three of the brothers are physicians in Nashville. And he graduated from David Liscombe University with a BS in biochemistry in 1974. He then went on to earn his MD degree from the University of Tennessee College of Medicine in 1977. He did his pediatric residency at the T.T. Thompson's Children's Hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He then established a private practice in pediatrics and worked as a board-certified pediatrician for 27 years. During part of that time, he served as an associate clinical professor at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. And in retirement over the last 3 years, and being well aware of the changing environment in the medical field, he is drawn to what we're doing today, pursuing health rather than treating disease. And I quote, "I'm intrigued with where health and well-being is going." Dr. Netterbill still lives in Nashville, and he has two children and one grandchild. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Dr. John Netterbill. Dr. Netterbill, are you with us?
I am with you.
That's what
it is a beautiful evening here in Nashville, Tennessee, so I decided I was going to go for a walk outside while we're talking.
Well, it is a beautiful evening here in Huntington Beach, California, so we're sharing in some beautiful weather, and very much appreciate you sharing your wealth of knowledge to help us better understand what makes the Slenderize system a unique approach to losing weight and also maintaining a healthy BMI. So could you begin by sharing with our listeners what is considered a healthy BMI?
Well, the healthy BMI is running around 20 to 21, 22, up to maybe 23 or 4. You start getting past 25 and you're getting a little bit on the high side.
And so what have you witnessed to be some of the challenges for people that are trying to lose weight and achieve a healthy BMI?
Well, as our society fattens itself up, and since I live in Tennessee, and those of you who are in the other parts of the country can hear the evidence of my southern accent, which I'm quite proud of, in Tennessee, we have a obesity rate that is staggering and is climbing like crazy. It is not just a Tennessee problem, but it's a nationwide problem. And I happen to know the statistic for Tennessee since I'm from Tennessee. And by the year, within about 7 or 8 years, we should have an obesity rate, not an overweight rate, an obesity rate of 60%. 60%. We are starting our children off. We have started a whole two or three generations of children off on a pattern that leads to obesity. And if this generation doesn't do something to reverse that, we are going to really reap the whirlwind as far as our health care is concerned.
Well, those numbers are absolutely staggering. And, of course, in different parts of the country, we have different rates, but certainly we're seeing the trend throughout the country and, as I said, many countries. So what are the solutions being offered currently? And, you know, certainly as far as physicians, what's been in their arsenal at this up to this point for them to address the obesity epidemic?
Well, the arsenal of choices has been abysmally successful. You know, it doesn't matter what we choose. It's just the wreckage of the weight loss industry is scattered everywhere. As far as the choices available to the physician is first just support groups, trying to refer people to support groups and get each other to support each other. And that is better than doing it alone, but it is still got a terrible success rate. The second group is those who are referred to specific dietary programs. And the dietary programs would include things like where you go out and you eat someone else's foods, like a Nutrisystem or a Jenny Craig, where your diet is pre-made for you and you buy their food, and once you have lost the weight, you are off of their food. Third choice is just all the prescriptive diets that are out there. And again, every time somebody is going on a diet, they're coming off the diet. And there is the handicap in all of this. It doesn't matter what you do. If your calorie balance is negative, you will begin to burn. But the problem with the negative calorie balance is it creates systems inside of our body that our neurologic system says, wait a minute, I'm starving to death. And as soon as you come off of whatever diet that is that you went on to, the body wins. And then third is the prescriptive things that we use as far as medicine is concerned. And, oh boy, is the wreckage of that one scattered everywhere. The pharmaceutical industry has had a whole litany of products that doctors have been able to prescribe for weight loss. And, yes, they get the weight off of you, but the side effects that you endure in the process. Everybody's heard the bad new press about FinFan and all of these other kinds of things. And what's left on the market instead of FinFan is Fentermine, which is one of the two drugs that was in FinFan. And the problem with these medicines are all the side effects and what happens afterwards. The rate at which people go back and regain the weight that they have lost off of the prescription medications is way beyond 95%. And in some cases, it's approaching 100% depending on the practice. So it's almost gratuitous because you're prescribing, they're spending money, they're coming in, they're paying for an office visit, and you know in the end they're going to end up weighing the same amount. It's an industry that I do not want to be a part of. And the side effects of those drugs in the meantime is terrible. I mean, people get nervous, anxious, blood pressure goes up, compulsive, even paranoid, the list goes on and on, including seizures and all kinds of things. So the drugs are really a bad choice as far as a way to lose weight, because you're enduring a bunch of side effects that you really don't want, and in the end you gain the weight back.
Well, that certainly doesn't seem like any solution that any of us would really choose, given those statistics. And how do you feel Slenderize compares with the current medical interventions as a solution to achieving a healthy BMI, but also to prevent this rebound weight gain?
Well, you know, I have I came into the Slenderize program kicking and screaming. Then somebody came up and showed me another weight loss program. I have always had the perfect excuse for getting out of that conversation and getting away from them. by saying, you know, I don't listen to anecdotal stories. I only listen to double-blind studies. Well, much to my chagrin, Fox found a double-blind study in my lab, and I was, you know, quite clear that this stuff works, and I was sort of intellectually backed into a corner of trying it. And then, of course, once I tried it, I had to research the whole thing in order to find out if this was another anecdotal story or if this was really part of the real story. And I was not simply pleasantly surprised, but really quite shocked, because this stuff acts in three different ways, one of which is just like every other program out there. Yes, it does decrease your appetite. And there's drops out there, and there's prescriptions out there, and there's lots of things out there that decrease your appetite. My experience of that decreasing appetite was a little bit different from other things that I have looked at or had people try. My experience was instead of it decreasing my global appetite, it was more decreasing my cravings, that need that I had to come home and after supper just graze all night long till I go to bed. Suddenly, you know, I'm okay reading the book and drinking a glass of water rather than I got to be munching on something. So decreasing appetite is one of the main ways that all of the programs work, but that's where most of them leave off. The body responds to decreasing your appetite because when you decrease your appetite, you're naturally decreasing your calories unless you're eating compulsively and ignoring that. So when you decrease your calories, the body senses that as a problem, an imbalance, and it sees that as something it's got to do something about. So the body wants to conserve itself and will literally decrease your metabolic rate in order to balance out those calories. So let's say you've gone on a 1,200-calorie diet and you're normally eating 1,800 or 2,000 calories, and when you drop your calorie intake, your body says, ooh, we're going to have to conserve this because we're now trying to get along with 800 fewer calories. And so the body literally drops the rate you're burning it, and now to lose weight, you've got to decrease your calories even further. And then you end up with the extreme case where people are using these human chorionic gonadotrope and these HCG drops and going on a 500-calorie diet, which is just simple insanity. It's just plain not healthy. Well, our system increases your metabolism rather than decreases it. By adding the accelerate to it and using and bypassing the GI tract, that's an interesting thing I just said. You said, wait a minute, you put that accelerate in your mouth, and Dr. Nettable just said it bypasses the GI tract. Yes, that's why both the drops for the slenderized and the accelerate, you hold them in your mouth. Because when you hold those drops in your mouth, the stomach acid in your stomach is there for a reason. If I take acid, the same strength as is in your stomach, and I put it on your tabletop, it will eat the top of your table off. I mean, it will literally eat it away. Well, the reason that stomach acid is inside of you is we need it to start breaking down the food. Guess what else it breaks down? All kinds of stuff that you put into it. So when you put in those accelerate drops, if you just put them in your mouth and swallow them straight down, that stomach acid takes that B12 and just chops it all into pieces. Well, what we do instead is we leave it in our mouths, and it soaks through the lining of our mouth. That's called the buccal mucosa. It soaks through the lining of our mouth straight into our bloodstream so that it gets past the GI tract. There's another place it gets past in there, too. All of the blood that comes from your stomach and from your intestine then goes to your liver, and your liver's main job is to metabolize, is to take all of those fatty acids and amino acids and proteins and all that stuff and reformulate them into the form your body can use. So not only does the stomach acid hit that stuff that you put in your mouth and swallow, it then goes to the liver and the liver goes to work on it. So we're literally bypassing both mechanisms by having both the slenderize and the accelerate soak straight into your bloodstream. When that happens, your body increases your metabolic rate. Wait a minute. When you're on a diet, your metabolism is trying to go down. But in this case, our system makes that metabolic rate go up. So I've decreased my calories, and I would normally lose X, but now with my metabolic rate going up, I'm losing X plus 2 or 10 or whatever. So it's improving the efficiency of my dietary program. Well, those are two things. One, decreasing my appetite, and two, increasing metabolism. But then the real jewel on top of it is our bodies accumulate toxic material in them because we can't get rid of it. And that toxic material is all stored in our fatty tissues. And it's stored in the yellow fat that is visceral. All right, those are fancy words. There's two kinds of fat in your body. It's a brown fat and a yellow fat. The brown fat's the good stuff. That's the stuff that we make quickly and we use quickly. That's the medium-chain triglycerides. That's the stuff like coconut oil and things like that that are good for you. Stuff like lard and things like that, the long-chain triglycerides, literally go straight into yellow fat. Yellow fat is our long-term storage form. And so, but the visceral fat, the fat that's around your belly, it's not just around your belly on the outside, but it's also inside your belly, wrapped around your intestines. That visceral fat is the fat that causes you to have the most heart disease. And when you get rid of that visceral fat, or at least decrease it some, you are decreasing your long-term morbidity and mortality. In other words, you don't die as early and you stay well, or you don't get as sick. So, where does the body put all that toxic? Right in that yellow visceral fat all around your belly. Well, what happens when you take the slenderize, you decrease your appetite, and you increase your metabolic rate? It causes that yellow fat to be released. My experience is it's causing me to lose weight around my belly faster than any other part of my body. So it causes the yellow fat to be released, and what's in the yellow fat? Remember I said the body stores all this toxic material that you build up in that yellow fat. Over the eons, God either created us or we evolved as a creature that knew how to and had mechanisms to excrete all the poisons that we would normally encounter, and even the normal material that can build up and get toxic. For example, plain old table salt. If I got too much salt in my system, my body can excrete it. If I get too much sulfur in my system, my body can excrete it. These are all things in our natural environment, and our natural physiology evolved to handle all of those. If I get sulfur or I get urea, I mean, the list of things goes on and on that our body is very efficient at getting rid of. However, my natural environment did not have lead in it, and did not have mercury in it, and did not have cadmium or dioxins or a myriad of other new modern chemicals that are in our normal environment. And in our normal environment, we literally accumulate these because the body has no way to get rid of them. I can't send it out through the GI tract, I can't send it out through my kidneys, I can't get rid of it, I cannot get rid of it. So that means every mercury molecule that I inhale, snort, drink, whatever, I still got. Now some of them I can excrete through my sweat, a little, but not a whole lot. So I'm building up all of this toxic material, and they're accumulating in that yellow fat, that visceral fat around my middle. And as it accumulates, I get a regular reservoir of this stuff. I get a storage of this stuff that I keep over my lifetime. Well, what happens when I release that yellow fat, or when I release that fat around my belly, the visceral fat, out comes the stuff that's in it. And people, you hear about them losing weight rapidly, and suddenly they feel terrible, and their skin is saggy, and they really are miserable, because what's happening is as they're losing weight rapidly, that toxic material is dumping right straight out in their bloodstream. Why did the body put that stuff in the yellow fat to begin with? To keep it away from our vital organs. That cadmium will kill our kidneys. I can go on with a list of things, but those toxic materials are toxic to our internal organs, and the body tries its best to keep them away from our internal organs. So when those toxic materials, when those toxins, as is the popular term for them, when those are released into the bloodstream, the body gets desperate to try to get them back away from the areas that it can damage. So it tries to restore them back in fatty material. Well, you can imagine, that's a key part of rebound. Now, suddenly I'm talking about a third component here. I'm not only decreasing my appetite, and I'm increasing my metabolism. Now I'm also decreasing, I don't know what this, the telephone just told me I didn't have a valid menu option here. But not only am I decreasing my appetite, I'm increasing my metabolism, but I'm also decreasing the amount of rebound I have. Now that combination is truly unique as far as weight loss systems are concerned. And as I have seen people in this program, even the ones that are losing rapidly, I've got a man on my team right now who's lost 82 pounds in 100 days. That's staggering. Medically, I would have panicked if I had seen him back in the practice years, because that sounds way too fast, because those people get really sick, because my experience was what happens to them when all those toxins get released into their system. This guy feels great. His skin is not sagging. He feels better than he's ever felt in his life. He's coming off of his medications. You cannot argue with what works. And what we are doing works.
That, to just hear your story there and the excitement that you had from a someone that cares about this gentleman, but also as a physician, as to the amount of weight that was lost, but that was done in such a way that it's changing his life, changing his health, and hasn't done any harm. That is just stunning. And what you shared with us in this process of why these drops work sublingually and placing them under the tongue, I'm sure there's many listeners that didn't really fully understand the benefits and the reasons that makes a difference with our system. So in the people that you're working with, can you share with us a little bit more if you're open to it, of the kind of results that you see?
Well, you know, I'm a little bit rebellious when it comes to somebody telling me what to do. And I think all of us have a little of that in us. And so one of the things that I really like about this system is by decreasing my cravings, by increasing my metabolism and decreasing my reason for rebound, I'm making it easy to cause somebody to naturally change their habits. I don't want to put anybody on a diet. That's just my philosophy. My philosophy is if I put you on a diet, you're going to come off the diet. And there lies the problem. Because if I start something and you then stop something, whatever you gained during that process is going to be reversed afterwards. However, if I can help you to develop new habits, and instead of putting you on a diet, cause your diet to evolve over time, by the time you have lost the weight you want to lose, you're beginning to develop new habits, new values, new appreciations. You mean I actually can't eat kale? I've never eaten kale before in my life, and suddenly I'm eating kale now. It's amazing to me that in the process of developing these new dietary habits, I'm developing a lifestyle that I can keep. So with this program, I'm helping folks not go on a diet, come off the diet, and regain the weight. I'm helping folks help their dietary habits to evolve over time and create new habits that will make a permanent change in their lives. We've got some, you know, I dropped 25 pounds in a couple of months, and people started saying, John, have you lost enough weight yet? Because they were a little bit worried about me. I'm down to 170 pounds, and I was at my peak, I was up near 220. But we've got a whole bunch of people in our program, in my team, that are in the 40-pound club already. And we've got a few people that are in the astounding numbers of 60, 70, and 80-pound club. And that's all in a matter of less than 5 months. I'm not supposed to be sold on anecdotal data, but dadgum, the anecdotal data sure is persuasive.
It certainly is. Well, that is just so exciting to also hear so many people that you've been able to help personally and as a team to really take back their health. And it's a challenge that we know is a very big one, and one that I'm very excited to be able to help so many people with as well. So, Dr. Nestle, I just really would like to offer my great appreciation for you coming out here this evening and sharing your wealth of knowledge. That was such an educational and valuable presentation, and I learned so much myself as well. So thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
You're quite welcome.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm certain that you also have valued and appreciated as much as I have